Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. We are broadcasting from the Free Zones. We are broadcasting on 96.5 FM and on the AM dial at 630. And also, hopefully, fingers crossed, live streaming. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Yes, good morning to you and good morning to everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday, because we refuse to let go, and that is just how we are.
That's how we roll.
We're not going to give up America and be called globalists.
Just because there's a spirit of confusion that's settled over the Supreme Court, we're not going to participate in their willful ignorance.
That's right.
Of the facts and the evidence.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, wow. So it's Trump Tuesday, and we've got all sorts of news about Trump and all the cool things
that he's doing.
And so, as we know, he was the legally elected president of the United States of America, and so we are going to keep him in the forefront. And, you know, granted, he has basically backed away. You know, he's president in exile, and he has this understanding that he's going to run again in 2024, we're all for that so long as we take care of our voting process before then. You know, of course, all the globalists and the communists are all for keeping it the way it is, corrupt, fraudulent, and we actually have no power of the vote at all so long as they keep it that way, and that's how they want it.
I know. Exactly. So, well, we do have some good things. Well, in one sense, I want to say there's some good things that are happening. On the other hand, you know, that's to see what's happening with this regime is just unbelievable.
I know.
So the puppet Biden celebrating Women's Day, was this yesterday? Celebrating International Women's Day by forcing girls to share bathrooms and sports teams with boys. I mean, this is so, what a slap in the face to women and girls, you know, around the country, but around the world. This is so, so now he's saying that, what was this? It was, the CDC now under this regime. Their guidelines are now saying for people who are fully vaccinated, they still need to wear their masks. Still should wear masks even if you're vaccinated.
I know we were talking about that. Why on earth? You know, if there is any truth, you know, they would love for everybody to believe that masks are necessary, right? Yep. And if there really were any truth to that, then the vaccine should have taken care of it. And then therefore, you know, according to their own truth, which doesn't exist with them anyway, it would still come off.
Right. It's clearly an agenda. You know, from everywhere, everything from flattening the curve was a lie all the way back to that, you know, why until there's a vaccine. Oh, well, no, even if you have a vaccine, you still have to, you know, wear the mask because it's a visual symbol of the Great Reset.
Of compliance. Submission and compliance. Yep.
Absolutely. It's the modern Jewish star.
I know. You know? Right.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah. So that's why we don't wear them. And you know, this is not news. It's not new at all. It's just hash and rehash.
We are just, exactly. We're hitting something up that, you know, just probably just needs to be just touched on from time to time. Did you see the headline where this teen climate commie Greta Thunberg?
Oh, the great actress,
right? Yeah. The drama queen, the propaganda puppet.
I think they picked her because she's kind of like the Sound of Music. you know, the actress from The Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah.
And she, the way that she acts is still like mid-40s acting style, too. You know,
right.
that yeah. ridiculous delivery that she gave was so phony and so staged
right.
and
so
acted.
Dramatic. And,
it was ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, she's saying Biden's actions are not nearly enough to fight global warming.
Did she have like a quiver in her voice and a
sit down
and a desperate tone?
I know. Sit down, Greta. Actually, it's the adults that keep propping her up there that are just shameless.
I know. It makes me wonder if the people that aren't doing that kind of thing, you know, the propping her up, if they're not on drugs. I mean, seriously, do they honestly think that people don't recognize that as, I mean, really, really bad acting?
Anyone with discernment, yeah.
You know, it is. It's not even good acting. Like I said, it's like watching a mid-40s movie, you know? And so...
Well, look, all of them, it's bad acting.
I know.
All the way around. Every time they try to sell us on something, it's bad acting.
I know it.
But, sadly, the masses fall for it. Now we've got this grocery store chain back in on the East Coast...
Yeah.
That now is they're labeling their products in the grocery store by whether or not by how this is owned, this rice company owned by it's black owned or Hispanic owned or LGBTQ owned.
Wow.
That's how they're labeling their stuff on their shelves. I couldn't believe it. It was right there, and it was real. It wasn't satire.
Well, it's so bizarre. Every time I turn around, I always think, well, This is so strange. They're not going to be able to top that. And I don't know how, but they managed to invent something else like the next day. You know?
I know. They keep trying to outdo themselves every day. Just imagine a store where the company there is, it's labeled white owned, right?
I know.
Christian owned.
Yeah.
Gun owner owned.
Yeah.
You know, gun advocate or, you know, whatever it is. Their heads would pop off.
No kidding.
You know, so this is beyond justice. This is a reset. This is totally remaking, continuing on where the 44th president, the previous president who shall not be named, where he left off, where they were hoping Hillary would have taken our country if she had not lost to President Trump.
Yeah.
So they're accelerating the timeline to bring
to catch
America
up.
Where they projected America would be if she had won.
That's right.
So they're trying to make up for lost time and just get us there as quickly as they can. But, I mean, they're at this point, there's like, you know, the saying, they're running naked to the finish line now. You know, there's like, they're not hiding anything. It's all out in the open. Their agenda is clear.
Well, I feel like we're Alice in Wonderland. You know what I mean? It's that kind of bizarre environment where everybody's on drugs and you're the only sane person looking around.
But they're all looking at you saying, why are you insane?
Yeah, right.
You know, why are you not agreeing with, you know, up is down and down is up and good is bad and bad is good? And
I know it.
You know, I was texting with somebody earlier today. I was saying, you know, this Mars colonization is actually sounding pretty darn appealing.
Yes, we should be able to get all of these communists there in no time.
Exactly. But then I was thinking, you know, well, actually, I'll take heaven instead.
Yes, exactly.
Let's colonize heaven.
That's, right.
Yeah.
Well, you've
let
seen,
these people have it.
You've seen those cannons that they launch people out of at the circus, right?
Exactly. We could fire with all of our space, all of our junk. We could just fire it off to Mars and
yeah.
give them enough seeds.
If at first you don't succeed, try again,
right.
You know?
Yep. I love it. I like the way you think.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to the word of the day. There's plenty of stuff to talk about, but boy.
That's for sure.
There's no short. You know, you can't tell. You read the Babylon Bee, which is all satire.
Yeah.
It's getting harder to tell
to
the
tell
blurred
the
lines between satire and real.
I know. Well, yeah, when truth is stranger than fiction, you know, I mean,
I love that we're Jeep Chrysler or whatever it is now, Fiat Chrysler or Jeep is filing a lawsuit against the Cherokee tribe because they said that these indigenous people from North America are using Jeeps name because they've had this car line called the Cherokee. Their flagship car is named the Cherokee,
right.
And they've had it that way for decades.
Yeah.
And so now this indigenous tribe is using the name Cherokee. So Jeep is filing a lawsuit against them. You gotta love the Babylon Bee.
No way.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's well.
Funny. Okay, so a little side
entertainment humor
there. Yeah.
So the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 23, which read, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law."
Wow. The fruits of the Spirit, and then a pretty good checklist to do some self-reflecting, huh?
No kidding. The works of the flesh. I'm sorry, what?
Not even revelry?
Not, no, you can't.
I better
even
make sure I understand
revelry.
What that word means. Okay, so this is Galatians 5, what?
Chapter 5, verses 19 through 23.
Okay.
And that is such an excellent list to have because, you know, just like we were describing the one time that you could justify yourself all the way into hell if you were left to your own devices.
Yes.
You know, like if somebody asks you if you're good, you always say, "Oh yeah, I'm a good person."
Sure.
You know? And then you start reading this list and you went, "Oops, I do that. I do that. I do that too. And then I do that one. And mm-hmm. sometimes on that one, never on that one," but you know, and so.
Really?
So.
No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
Oh boy.
Well, it does help to have a list and go through and remember that where we're going,
and not just,
is holy.
Yeah, and not just the acts of it, but the where your heart is.
Yes.
You know.
Right.
And you know, Jesus pointed that out quite a bit. So this is a good way to here's the thing, and you, even though you have salvation and we all make mistakes and slip up and we all sin and we have to battle this, you know, daily. It is not a permission slip.
Right.
You know, to, you know, like Paul said, don't abuse your liberty. You know,
your grace. Yeah.
Right. And
use your grace as a pass to sin. And
so basically, if you are growing and you want to do the will of the Lord, you should see more of that sinful nature. It's never going to go away, but it should be giving way to the fruits of the Spirit. You should be displaying these things. Over time, as you mature, one is going to replace the other as being dominant in your predominant in your life.
Right. Yep. And if we weren't supposed to actually change, it wouldn't say those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Right. So we are supposed to change those things. We're supposed to stop doing those
right.
things. It doesn't say, you know, Jesus didn't tell the adulterous woman to, "It's okay, just go ahead and continue as you were, you know, I'll forgive you in the end and,
yep, you're
and you'll be allowed into heaven." That's not what he said. He said,
sin no more.
Yeah. Sin no more. Stop. Yep. Sin no yep. more. And so that's what this list is about. Go through that thing and then, you know, honestly, check off the ones you do or whatever and repent. And then you have better take it upon yourself to quit doing those things too.
Okay, so let's go through the fruits of the Spirit. I go love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Also, a lot of times you'll see that as listed as patience.
Right.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. Was it kindness next?
Goodness. Yeah, kindness was next.
Okay, then goodness.
And then goodness. and then faithfulness, gentleness.
Ooh, I need to work on that.
Self-control.
Okay.
I need to work on that. Well, you know, hey, it's true. Against such, there is no law. And that also is what we were talking about a couple of days ago, that the Ten Commandments hang on loving God and loving your brother, right? And so long as you're operating only in the fruit of the Spirit, against such there is no law, right? And so then you're free of the law. But if you are up here above in verse 19, 20, and 21, and you're acting in the works of your flesh, which even if you're contentious, have outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions,
yes,
envy, revelries, etc. If you're in that, guess what you fall under? You fall under the law, so that you have something to guide you and refrain you from doing these things. So I mean, it kind of is like this little circle that is spoken here, where so long as the war and the spirit, not the war, so long as the spirit and the flesh are at war with each other, we will always be having to fight this battle, but hopefully less and less as we become mature Christians.
Yes. Yep.
And so yeah. So I just that's an excellent list, and you can pull it out and check
this
it. This
is the part of that journey of renewing your mind, and a lot of it has to do with talk about the heart. It also talks about, it also comes down to what you set your mind on. And you know, you and I, being watchmen on the wall, we focus on a lot of negativity. And, you know, sometimes we have to unplug and step back from that and just go back to what's wholesome and what's, because it does, it's going to pull you down. I know that's why we always try to add something, you know, that's uplifting as well and encouraging.
Right.
Because, you know, there's so much negativity, but one thing that helps is where you set your mind to, and that's Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there's any excellence and anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things.
That's right.
It's where we should make our minds dwell. And we get pulled off of that. And this actually was one of the scriptures, a word of the day scriptures a while back. I can't remember when, but I love this scripture. It helps me stay grounded because I have a tendency to be kind of really rough around the edges, you know, and kind of hard, harsh, hard. And, you know, that's me. It's something that I struggle with. So this helps.
Well, and a lot of people, most people struggle with those kind of things as well. And that's why this process is a refining process. It takes a good long time, you know.
And there's a time and a place for everything. There's a time and a season for everything.
Right.
You know, there's David, when he went out there with and confronted Goliath, he wasn't nice. He wasn't friendly. He went and killed him.
Yep.
And then he cut his head off.
Right.
Yeah, you know, with his own sword. And
God was thrilled with him.
Yeah. And so, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. But on our day-to-day activities and how we interact with other people, how we love other people and love the Lord, these things are just, I mean, that scripture that you just put out was really great, Galatians 5.
Right. And there's another thing, too, that I wanted to add, because oftentimes if you feel like you're, you know, you kind of got bogged down and you know, you're having a bad day or whatever, and you're possibly falling back into the flesh, you know, which mm-hmm. happens often. One of the fastest, easiest ways to turn that around is, and I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to everybody, including myself as well.
Right.
One of the fastest ways that I have found to pull myself out of that kind of slump and the bad attitude is to instantly start thinking of things that I'm thankful for, because that seems to be the easiest way to pull yourself out of that, where it's just like we said to a couple friends of ours not too long ago, just imagine if somebody had that old adage, if somebody stole all of your stuff and then the next day you got it back, how thankful you would be for right. all that same stuff, even though you ignore it and you take it for granted, you know.
Yeah.
Those are all blessings from the Lord. And so just go through a whole list of things that you're thankful about, and it will pull you back up.
Yes, it will.
It pulls you right back up.
Yep.
So I just wanted to put that out there also for, awesome. For well, an ease of use type
yes.
thing.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. This is a really great discussion and a great word of the day, something we could really carry with us for the whole week.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's really great. Yeah. So, all right. Yeah, we'll go ahead and take a quick break right now. And this segment is brought to you by Katie Armor, C-A-T-I, as in come and take it. Serious body armor for serious times, for serious patriots who can discern the times that we're in. All right. We're supposed to put on the full armor of God, right? Well, that's
right.
In the spiritual realm. Sometimes in the physical realm, you need to armor up as well.
Yep.
And a great Christian patriot-owned business, katiearmor.com, for all your body armor needs. And we'll be back right after this message. Take it away, Greta.
The communist goal was to kill the concept of freedom and to indoctrinate a new generation with atheism and hatred of the free world. Children were a prime target.
We need to focus every inch of our being on climate change, because if we fail to do so, then all our achievements and progress have been for nothing.
Parroting words supplied by the Kremlin.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
All right, welcome back to segment two, a kind of a short segment two here at the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, helping to give you the home field advantage with customized professional training at your home or your vehicles, in and around your vehicles or your place of business. This is the time, this is the season. I think these are very valuable skills. And so it just makes sense to have customized training based on the world that you live and operate in on a day-to-day basis. The website there is strategicself-defense.com. All right, Lady Liberty, you got some good stuff there to pull up
yes,
there?
Yes, we do. So we were talking a little bit yesterday and over the weekend on the John Jacob Schmidt Show about how Trump had sent a legal notice to the Republican National Committee to stop using his name and likeness. In fact, it wasn't just the RNC, it was the NRCC and the NRSC as well, to stop using his name and likeness. And
they're capitalizing on it. After they throw him under the bus, yeah. They want to use his name and put his picture up there for fundraising and stuff. That's
right. And the thing is they're trying to kind of slam him at the same time. They're on, you know, they're speaking out both sides of their mouth, where all these rhinos are saying, you know, acting like he was such a terrible person and
right.
terrible president now, and yet he was their biggest money maker ever.
Yeah.
And so here they collected over $350+ million because of Trump. And so they're still trying to use him like a cash cow, you know, and he's going, no, you're not going to do that anymore. And the cool part about it is that he, at the CPAC, he told everybody to go to his website and send donations to his website.
DonaldJTrump.com. Yep.
And so by doing that, he is sidestepping the whole financial aspect applied to the Republican Party.
That's right.
And what a brilliant strategy that is.
Because that way he can focus. He instead of spread loading all of that money and going toward rhinos or candidates that are actually going to be hostile toward our values or toward President Trump or candidates like him, you know, or ultra conservative warriors, really, he's going to now be able to campaign. He's campaigning against from
Murkowski.
Alaska. Yeah. Zarkozy. Murkowski.
Right?
I like Zarkozy better. From Alaska, right?
Oh boy,
yeah. So he's actually going to be able to target funding toward endorsing and
promoting
the right candidates and campaigning against those that need to be gotten rid of.
Yes,
while instead of them just siphoning money that was really raised because of him from the Republican Party in general. This is brilliant.
Yep, that's right. And so and I was surprised to read that they had wanted that money to be spent on a campaign to promote the election integrity as well. And they're not doing it. They're not doing it.
They're doing
still
the opposite.
They're doing nothing. And so that was part of our strategy, that we're encouraging people everywhere around the United States to approach your Republican parties and demand that they fund the campaign and all of the work that it's going to take to get these electronic voting machines removed from the nation.
Got to get out of, and we've had this Supreme Court, they're just off the rails. Obviously, they're arresting patriots from January 6th for their illegal activity.
Yeah.
But you have people that are complicit in a coup and they're continuing to uphold it.
Yeah.
They're arresting the wrong people.
Yep.
The Supreme Court just dismissed Lynn Wood's election lawsuit without any comment. No reason given. They just said denied.
Denied.
To present evidence of voter fraud, they don't even want to hear it. They're not even giving a reason now.
Those people belong on our show for Wiffle Bout Wednesday.
Oh my gosh, I know. Well, Goodness. Well, we're out of time, but we got plenty of material for Wiffle Bout Wednesday, don't we?
Yep. Always.
All right. Okay. Well, hey, you guys be safe. God bless you all, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
Have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.